Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, peace and love is breaking out in Leinster House tonight for once to mark the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony, which is taking place this evening. Our reporter Una Kelly is in Leinster House for us. In among the members of staff of the Oireachtas, including government ministers and TDs and senators, to mark the start of the Christmas season. What's going on there, Una?
Yes, Cormac. So this is the annual lighting of the Christmas tree at Leinster House. There is music there this evening from the Garda Band and from choirs from Wicklow and Kildare. So it's a bit of lightness and respite after an election campaign that was conducted in the dark winter nights. And Taoiseach Simon Harris was there to give a speech just before the tree was lit. And he joked that maybe peace and harmony might even break out in Leinster House. He welcomed returning and new TDs. And here's a bit more of what he had to say.
You'll be pleased to know I'm all speechified out, so I'm going to be very brief. And rather worryingly, I have no notes in front of me, so what can possibly go wrong? But I want to just say this this evening to the people of Ireland, who for the last number of weeks, as they've sat on a couch in the evening or sat around the dinner table, to hear a knock on the door and think, oh my God, here's another canvasser, will I answer it or not? They can breathe easily now. The election is over and the knock on the door is much more likely to be carol singing as we enter into the Christmas period. I want to particularly welcome the newly elected members of Dáil Éireann. Whatever your political persuasion, I want to recognise your mandate and I want to wish you many years of happiness and of productive work on behalf of your constituents and your communities here in Dáil Éireann. I also want to remember those who will not be returning to Dáil Éireann after the election and think of them too at this Christmas period and wish each and every one of them and their families the very best as they progress to the next chapter in their life. And I'm conscious Christmas can be a particularly difficult time.
That was Taoiseach Simon Harris then. And the Cán Chorlais, Sean O'Farrill, was also there to conduct proceedings. And he made a point of speaking about the peace of the season, but also remembering people who are bereaved, those marginalised in society, and even people who are worried about keeping a roof over their heads, in his words. He also had a message of dialogue and stability, so you couldn't help thinking if he was maybe directing that towards politicians. Here's a bit more of what Sean O'Farrill had to say.
And as we light this tree together, we are doing so in a world that in many parts feels very divided, with many challenges and not a place of happiness for so many people dealing with conflict in their lives. From local disputes to international tensions, we must replace the weapons of war and displacement with the lessons of history. And history has taught us that communication and dialogue are crucial, and when parties come together to talk, they can find common ground and solutions. So let us take a moment to think about those who are less fortunate, those affected by conflicts and those striving for peace and stability in all corners of this world of ours.
And that's Sean O'Farrill. Now, there are new TDs there as well, a raft of new TDs. Una, and we spoke with Barry Heenan earlier in the programme, but there are many new faces.
Yeah, there are, Cormac, so some of them are starting to trickle back in the direction of Leinster House. They have to officially sign the register, so some of them were doing that today. And you might remember that Barry Lenehan had reported on this programme yesterday that the village of Glenbey in Kerry was last night holding a parade in celebration of their new TD. Well, that TD is Michael Cahill, the new Fianna Fáil TD for that area. And I caught up with him just at the Christmas tree lighting. He said it was very emotional to see those celebrations in his village last night. And I asked him what it was like to officially sign the register today.
It was surreal, really, and very happy to do it. And my wife is up here with me and my youngest and oldest son.
The question everyone's asking about, government formation.
Yeah, good question. I was asked that a few times today as well. But look, they'll obviously be in discussions with all parties and groups and independents and so on. So I just hope that the two main parties can pin down a government ASAP and we get on with the work. And that's what I'm here for.
What would be your personal preference?
I believe that Labour start to rule themselves out already, but that could change. And my personal preference would be for a strong government that can move forward and make the right decisions for the people of Ireland.
Do you think independence might make it a bit unstable?
Maybe a party grouping might be better, but I don't mind. Like, you know, the questions that people are asking down my way, would the Healy Rays be part of that? I have no problem with the Healy Rays whatsoever. I know them all my life, and we get on.
When do you think there will be a government? The talk now is February.
Yeah, sure, I don't know. Look, it's my... I'm only a new boy at school here, okay? I'm in politics a long time, though, and I just hope, again, the sooner the better, like.
That's Michael Cahill talking to Una Kelly. I think we have another wise Kerryman TD in the Dáil. Anyway, my thanks to Una Kelly for that report from Leinster House. They've turned on the lights there, so officially, I suppose, now we can say Happy Christmas from now on. Well, there you go.